Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of today's episode comes from a conversation I was having with one of my mentors, Mavis Karn. And we were talking about anger. And she asked me what I thought the opposite of anger was. And it was an interesting question. Now, I don't know what you think the opposite of anger is. For me, when I did take a little time to think about it, I thought, oh, well, the opposite of anger is calm or acceptance or peace or something like that. And what she said to me was that for her, the opposite of anger is calm determination. I found that intriguing because what it points to is what many people I work with seem to think that anger is what gets them to take action. That anger is, if I get angry enough about something, then I'll do something about it. So they rile themselves up, they anger themselves about things in a kind of a way, positively intended way to attempt to motivate themselves to do stuff. Now, if the opposite of anger was calm, well, people wouldn't want that if they thought anger was a necessary part of taking action in the world. That you have to be outraged about something in order to do something about it. But if the opposite of anger is calm determination, then that's a whole different thing. Because that calm determination will move you forward. So you're not choosing between active and passive. You're not choosing between just making everything okay and putting up with it exactly as it is and learning to tolerate it because I'm the thinker, so I should be able to feel okay about this. It's seeing that if there's a circumstance that you would like to change, if there is a behavior that someone is exhibiting that you would like them to not exhibit, at least around you, that when you approach that change from a place of quiet determination, not only is it more likely to succeed, because anger kind of burns hot then burns out, but it makes for a much more pleasant experience of engaging with the thing you'd like to change. And one of the big problems in areas like social activism and animal activism and ecological activism, where so often it is fueled by frustration and anger at the way things are, is people exhaust themselves. They burn out, or they become bitter. They bump into their own expectations, and they get more and more and more frustrated, and then more and more exhausted, and then more and more downhearted, and then more and more discouraged, and then more and more hopeless, until they just give up the fight. But calm determination, kind of fun. It's not exhausting. It's actually very enlivening. And when she said that to me, I instantly had a couple of examples come to mind in my own life where I accomplished things with calm determination that normally it would have taken anger and frustration in my mind to make them happen. Now, they're of different levels of impact, but the first one that came to mind was I was once in a bookshop, and I love bookshops, and I was reading in the bookshop. They sort of had a reading area, and somebody walked into the reading area on their phone, on speaker, was having a very loud conversation about their doctor and what their doctor had told them about some problem they were having. And I initially, in my mind, just got really riled up and sort of go, oh, and then, you know, don't they know this is a reading area? And anyways, this is private information. Do you really want to be broadcasting this about what's wrong with you? And then something happened. And it was so out of character for me that I remember it to this day. I got calm. And I, without even thinking about it, turned to her and said, hey, could you please take that call somewhere else? Now, she looked at me, you know, with a bit of a startle and almost like she wanted to get upset. But there was something so disarming about the way I said it that she just went, yeah, sorry, and got up and walked away. And what struck me was there was no anger behind what I said. And yet, it was all the more impactful for it. Slightly bigger stakes. My son, when he was, I think he was probably 13, we caught him shoplifting. I caught him shoplifting. And I made him go back into the shop, and he got very angry at me. And, said some things that I wasn't okay with him saying. And I pulled the car over. And again, I fell into this space of calm determination. I wouldn't have described it that way. I would have just said utter clarity. And I just said to him, hey, I understand that. Actually, what I said to him was, I know that you're on drugs. And he said, I'm not on drugs. I don't do drugs. And I said, no, not like that. I know that you're hitting that point where your hormones are all over the place. Your inner drugs are going off all the time. And so there are times where you are going to feel so wound tight, so much going on inside you, that the temptation to say or do things is going to be extreme. And I want you to know I know that. And I am taking that into account. And it's not okay to say these things, ever, with us, meaning me and my wife. Now again, because it came from such a quiet place, from such a clear place, there was no real pushback. In fact, there was none at all. In fact, you could see him settle as we had this telling off. And the only thing he actually said at the end was, he said, I said it, do you get it? He said, yeah, no, I really do. He said, one thing. I said, yeah. Could you have this conversation with Mummy as well? Which I thought was very funny. Now, I'll give you a third one, slightly bigger stakes. When I used to live in London, and I've written about this in one of my books, but we moved into a house, and within the first 3 days, I think, we moved in, our cat got hit by a car and killed outside the house. And our house was across the street from a park. And so we suddenly became aware of just how crazy the traffic in front of the house going back and forth by the park was, particularly because school kids would cross the street there to go to the park, to come in and out of the park. And so we looked at it and went, well, there should be a crosswalk here. And so at that time, I was beginning to see, I didn't call it calm determination, I called it happy activism. I was beginning to see that relationship between anger and frustration and making a difference in the world was not fixed. It was not that a done deal, that's the place you need to come from and that's what you need to do. You know, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. You know, that whole mentality was how I thought it worked. And I decided I was gonna see what it took to get a crosswalk put in. But if I found myself getting angry about it, I was gonna back off until I wasn't. And I'll do a tight version of the story. You can read the full version in Creating the Impossible. But essentially what happened is I was supposed to get 1,000 signatures, and through a series of wonderful coincidences, I got them within a week. And then the city sent somebody around to say, well, we've done a study, and actually more kids are killed or injured crossing the street in crosswalks than where there isn't a crosswalk. And I just looked at him and said, well, would that not be because more children cross the street in crosswalks? And he literally looked at me like, you got me. I went, okay, we'll start doing the research for this. And in the end, it took a couple years. But there is now, I call it the Mason the Cat Zebra Crossing, outside our old home in London from it. Now, in each case, the actions were completely different, but the come from was exactly the same. There is a place in us of clarity, of calm, of determination, where we may or may not succeed, but we're unstoppable and unflappable in our actions. And it is a place that nourishes us to spend time in, instead of draining us. We don't have to gear ourselves up, because we're already in gear. From that place in you, from that place in me, not only can we go and go and go and go like the Energizer Bunny in the commercials, but people respond to us differently. They don't feel the same need to defend themselves, because we're not on the attack. So take some time to let examples of that, times where you've been in that space of calm determination, where you've gotten things done from that simple place of quiet determination inside you. And if it's something that you recognize, then I really encourage you to cultivate it, to notice it, to notice when you're angering yourself to get yourself to do something, and see what happens if you approach it from that calm, determined place inside instead. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.